Listener Production.
Good afternoon, it's Jessica Heatley with your local news briefing. Heatwave conditions continue across large parts of the far north today, with Cairns hitting around 34 degrees. Spare a thought for Mareeba, reaching 35, which will creep up to 36 tomorrow and 38 by Friday. And as clouds move in later this week, Cancer Council Queensland say the UV can still be high or extreme even in overcast conditions. Spokesperson Gemma Locke says we should check the UV rating before heading outdoors.
When the UV reads 3 or above, it's important to remember to slip on protective clothing, slop on SPF 30 plus or higher sunscreen, slap on a hat, seek shade, and slide on sunglasses.
A new report from Slater and Gordon Lawyers has revealed more Aussie drivers have admitted to streaming music behind the wheel than texting. Survey results suggest 60% use their smartphone to stream music, 55% say they take hands-free or Bluetooth calls, while 77% use navigation tools. Head of Work and Road Claims, Queensland Peter Yanovich says any distraction can prove fatal.
Streaming music is such a distraction that it's just as dangerous as texting and often requires looking at your screen and scrolling through playlists or song lists that you're looking for.
Touching your phone to stream music while driving could cost you over $1,000 and 4 demerit points. And checking sport, three girls from the far north are on their way home from competing in the under-18 Indoor Hockey State Championships in Maryborough. Unfortunately, Cairns didn't have enough players to form a team for the championships. However, Brie Prendry, Danan Findlay and Talitha McDonald were able to join the Gympie team, who placed second on the ladder. Our girls excelled within the team, contributing 3 goals to the side. Listen to every match of the FIFA World Cup live and in your language. Search FIFA World Cup in the Listener app today.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.